Hi, this is Terry from The Harbor, and today is the fourth day of the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. We are often asked what friends and family can do when a partner or a loved one has told them about abuse, and we thought today might be a good day to give some tips. When someone is being abused, often the first person they talk to about it is someone they feel safe with. It can feel overwhelming or scary to have someone tell you that they are experiencing domestic or sexual violence or stalking. And here are some of the ways you can respond. You can tell the survivor, "I believe you. I'm so sorry this happened to you. How can I support you? You are not alone in this. I'm here for you. Do you want me to go to the hospital or to the harbor with you?" You can talk with them about confidential options like hotline numbers or your local advocacy center, the harbor. Respect their right to not report the abuse or not leave the relationship, and never make them feel like they only have your support if they do those things. Remember that their experience is their own, and it may not be safe for them to leave the relationship. A woman is 70 times more likely to be murdered in the few weeks after leaving her abusive partner than at any other time in the relationship. Another important way to support survivors is by avoiding asking why questions, such as, "Why didn't you report sooner?" or "Why did you stay with him after he hurt you?" Why questions simply imply that the responsibility for the abuse falls on the person who is being harmed, rather than the person who is doing the harm. Let the survivor know it's not their fault and that you care about their safety. If you'd like to learn more, our website is harbornw.org, or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/harbornw. Or if you need help or need somebody to talk to, we're available by phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at 503-325-5735.